This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
Really, Riley?
Are you ready?
This is the Really Riley Podcast. Woo!
Hello, beloveds. Happy Thursday. This is my second favorite day of this week because it's my Super Bowl and down this week with the season finale of Vanderpump Rules, which so many people are saying that this is actually a series finale because of that montage at the end. Oh my God. Which we wouldn't be surprised because really, how do they go anywhere from here with after Scandoval and after all this? Everything else is going to seem pretty just meh because this season was pretty meh. But the finale, they did bring it. I actually took notes because there's much to get into and I didn't want to miss any of it. So there's lots of stuff in the episode that went down, but it wasn't really all that fabulous until like the last like 20 minutes, right? When all the screaming happened at the like, you know, Kyle Chan's whiskey party or whatever. So let me break it down in a couple of parts that I was like, what the fuck? So the first one that I was really just like, eh, was when Sheena was talking to Sandoval because she was doing two songs with her Good as Gold revamping or whatever, which good for her. Get that money, girl. Like, take that opportunity. And apparently Tom Sandoval was involved with this because he's besties with Kyle Chan. That's like the celebrity jeweler that did like all of their rings. He did Sheena's ring, didn't do Lala's ring. He did Katie's ring. I think he did Britney's ring, Britney and Jack's, whatever. He's like their celebrity jeweler. But and his stuff's really nice too, by the way. But he hired them to do two sets of a song and Sandoval was introducing Sheena to his like engineer guy from his tour, Tom Sandoval and the Most Idiots, which is a perfect name for them. Ugh. I don't want to talk shit about the rest of the band, but he's an idiot. But she was like, wait, what? Like, you paid all this money to have him come out here just like for it to sound better? And he's like, yeah, of course. And she's like, see, that's the Sandoval I know and love. Bitch, you can be bought. Like, this girl, Ariana, was a bridesmaid at both of your weddings, has been your ride or die, would never let anybody talk shit about you, has turned the other cheek to some bullshit that you have done and always been there for you. And you legit gonna go turn around and just be ushy-gushy again with Sandoval because, A, you want that spotlight again because you didn't get on Dancing with the Stars and Ariana did, and now she's got Love Island, and now she's got all of these endorsements rolling in, and you're just worried about you. Like, babe, like, at what point is money not worth it? Like, not all money is good money. You have a successful podcast, which of all the podcasts on Vanderpump, of Sandoval's, of Lala's, of any of the Vanderpump people, like even Stassi, like, I like Sheena's podcast, actually. So you can't be hurting too much for money, boo thing, because you're making more money than me. And I've been at this game longer than you. Anyway, side note, not to make it about me. I just pulled a Sheena. Ah, shit. But it's like she gets all goo goo gaga over the fact that he got his sound engineer out. And then she, oh my God, she's like pulls Ariana aside and is just like, I don't want to lose you, but I can't be mad at him forever. And oh my God, the face that Ariana is giving her, like if she gives you that face, like just know you done. And Ariana, when she's like, you're not going to lose me, which I don't think that she would, I don't know. Like, I don't think their friendship is going to last very long if they were to stay friends. But then you flash forward to the reunion and you see like scenes of Sheena like kind of going off on Sandoval. So that lasted for 5 minutes. We'll see. I can't wait for the reunion. More about that in a minute. But after that, it's like Tom Sandoval is on this redemption tour in this one episode. And Ariana said it so well that she's like, I am not, like, I'm the big boss of like his redemption tour and he can't get to the big boss. So he's mad. So he tries to go over and shake her, Ariana's new man's hand and like be all buddy buddy. Like, dude, you're not her ex-husband who you have two kids together and you're going to be around each other. You're not that. You're a person that shattered her whole world and refuses to take responsibility about it and is still adding insult to injury. So that went fine. But then Schwartz, you could see he was like, because they're just like standing over there in this little VIP area. And Schwartz is like, I want to leave. And he's just like, no, it's fine, man. He's like, no, it's really not. This is awkward. So Ariana just handled it really well. And she's like, whatever, he's not there. But then later in the episode is when it really goes to caca. But I have to get to that in a second, because that leads into all the other things that went down and are leading up to this big explosive reunion. A lot of people on TikTok are talking about all that, but nobody's talking about this moment with Joe. This girl is literally like, I hate to be mean, but Katie, she's like, she's a rat. She freaking is. She really just wants this like camera time. And look, I'm a person, I have ADHD as well. I understand like environments that get very loud and very like, you know, sensory overwhelming can mess you up, but then you don't do a reality TV show. She tries to go over and like talk to Katie, which I was like, why is she even here though? Like, if that's not for the cameras, I don't know what is, because her and Schwartz aren't even a thing anymore. And he's making it pretty clear that that's not it. And now all the, oh, she's doing all these podcasts with Raquel, and God, Raquel, like, oh God, girl, just go away. Like, it's not going to be about you anymore after this. Like, what are you going to do on your podcast then? Because she is not an interviewer. Again, let me not make it about me like Sheena. But she goes over, Joe, to Katie, and she's like trying to say, I'm sorry. And I, you know, honestly, I'm not a huge fan of Katie, but Katie was like, fuck you. Like, you don't send me this like heartfelt text right after my divorce. Say, I love you, I respect you, blah, 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 blah. And then 2 weeks later, move in with her ex-husband when they weren't even divorced yet. And she's like, but we didn't move in. It's like, no, you like sleeping in the same room, whatever. Now you guys are fucking or in a relationship or you want a relationship, whatever it is. Not cool. And I said the same. I was screaming at the TV. And when she's like crying, I'm like, bitch, get away from me. Like, and when, you know, Katie's trying to say, they're like, just don't do that. Don't move in with him. Don't send me a heartfelt text trying to be my friend. You're playing both sides. You're shitty. And she's just like, let him go. Oh my God. I like literally that scene back in whatever, a couple million seasons ago, when Stassi slaps Kristen for admitting that she screwed Jax. That would have been me. My hoochie hoops would have come off and it would have been on. Like, baby girl, who the fuck do you think you are to tell me, let him go? Because as far as I know, they have not even been divorced for more than a year. And that was like 13 years, 15 years of their life. They had a life together. This wasn't some dude that you're shacking up in his couch or couch surfing, as you call, that you're so in love with. You don't get to tell me when I let that go. And first of all, I wasn't the one that came around over to the corner of your VIP area when it's not even yours, boo, because you're not even a cast member. You're a casualty. And I just don't like how she's now going on this tour for somebody that is so, oh, distraught. And like, you see the clips on the reunion where she's like, nobody's ever ganged up on me like you do. Like, girl, you better grow a thicker skin, because Katie ain't even the worst of them. Shit. Like, stop it. Just stop. I can't with the Joe situation. Like, just go bye-bye. Bye-bye. See you later. Bye. So then after that goes down, and I like how Katie was like, Tom was like, she just wanted peace. She's like, I don't want peace. You do not have to forgive the people that traumatized you. And it's not to this, I know I'm quoting Ariana, it's not to the same extent that like Ariana got it. But no, I'm not going to forgive you. I don't know you. You're not cool with me. We weren't like besties, and I'm not about to try to be besties with you on camera or forgive you for any reason just so you can get a check, honey. No, thank you. No, 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 no. It is like Game of Thrones, this whole like reality TV world. But then there's the scene where Tom tries to talk to Ariana singularly and, quote, apologize. Ariana like broke that fourth wall. That's, you know, if you guys don't know, that's the reality TV term where it's like you start talking about things in production and the things that go on behind the scenes, and you're just like not supposed to do that. It's like when Denise River Richards was like, bravo, 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 in like the middle of an argument, like letting everybody know the cameras were there, which it's not like we don't all know, but you're not supposed to do that. And you hear production in the background like, don't do this. And she's going off. She's like, you guys don't get to have him have access to me. Like, I don't know if there was like some agreement that she just refused to film with him or it was on her terms, but she starts using legal terms. And this is the thing that makes me feel like it might be over. So she was like, you don't get to get this moment that you guys have all been salivating for, when he was screwing around on me when they were filming, you know, like And so this, I think she might be accusing that like some of them knew, who knows, but she used the term non-informed consent. Basically, if they were having sex together and he was screwing somebody else, that he could have given her a really nasty STD. And then Bravo was filming during that. She's using them legal terms to be real serious. So she's like, when you hear the producers say like, or production be like, don't do this. It's like, ooh, something's happening. And she leaves. So then Sandoval is so fucking mad that he's just like going off, and he's like, his little apology tour stopped immediately. And it was like, she's such a lazy ass that she doesn't want to film. You can't be on a reality TV show with your ex and get a check and get paid for it, and she's making more money than all of us, and blah 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 blah, blah, blah. He's going off. He's like going to all the other castmates and saying, she doesn't give a fuck about you, she talks shit on all of you. And they all talk shit on each other, first of all, so you're not like so high and righteous that you're just sitting there like, you know, you're not giving some like major mic drop here. Sit down, Sandoval. But then Lala comes in and needs to get her moment. She's like, I knew I was going to break and I did. She's like, this is bullshit. She's like, everybody wants to live their life out on the open, and she never did, and she hit all this stuff. I'm like, baby girl, do you, you know, I know Lala would be like, you want to get popped with her finger in my face? Bitch, let's go. I used to be so team Lala, and I still am. I still think she's got great style and she's funny. I think she's charismatic, but girl, you need to step down. Because when you came on the scene, and she says that, like, gives way to it in her confessional, that, like, when I came on the scene, I wasn't my most authentic self. Like, he was married. Randall was married. And you knew it. Don't tell me you didn't. Did he rake her over the coals in the worst way after they had a baby, and hearing all the stuff that went down on, you know, that special that she had? I think it was on like Hulu or whatever. Yeah. So I'm not saying he was any kind, like, he was not a good person, and she didn't deserve that after having his child. However, comma, like, you can't sit here and say, oh, well, you're not living your authentic life. Did you ever think for 5 seconds that their relationship was not for money or TV? That it was her actual life she was trying to protect? That she didn't want to put all that shit out there because she wanted to make it work with him? Ding, 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 ding. You know, so it's like, how dare you sit here and say she doesn't want to be authentic. She just happens to have this one terrible moment and then, you know, be gone and be like this. She's like, oh, I don't know, when somebody gets cheated on, and then they become God. Like, did Ariana give off that air of like, I'm going to be bossy and not let anybody be friends with him? Yeah, but I don't know. Aside from that, you cannot ask her to just stuff her trauma down 5 or 6 months later of a 10-year relationship. No. And then you're sitting here saying she doesn't live her real life. That's not true. She's talked about mental health. She's talked about being bisexual. She's talked about emotionally abusive relationships. She's talked about her grandmother passing away, her dog passing away. Like, girl, stop. I honestly think, and then Sheena starts chiming. She's like, well, I kind of agree with you with that. But then she tries to turn around and like defend Ariana, because she's like, wait a minute. You know, she wants to be on both sides of the fence. And I think Lala thought that throwing that out there was going to make her like, oh, we're going to take the wool off of everybody's eyes and show Ariana for what she truly is. No, that's bullshit, friends. Because when it was popular to be completely anti-Sandoval, you were. And now you're hugging him because you're not getting the spotlight. Then, oh my God, at the very end, him and they're not on camera, but obviously the mic's got it. And Swartz, who's like the most like, I don't know, he's an idiot, but he's not dumb. You know what I mean? He's like the Dumbledore narcissist that he knows what's going on, but he tries to play that like cutesy act. Like, what? I'm so cute. I could never. But he was like, oh, that took a turn of events. And Sandoval's like, hey, I love it. I don't care. It looks good for me. Like, ew. Ew, 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 and more ew. Like, blah. So I don't know. Like, I've talked about this before on the podcast, that there's like such a double standard for the scandalous things that men will do on the network. But then when women do them, they'll get canceled left, right, and center for the slightest thing. And I'm not saying some of the things that like Stassi or Kristen or some of the other women on the shows have gotten canceled for were light at all. But when you really break it down, what Sandoval was doing with cast members and all that, like, it, okay. You know what I mean? This is a person that you want as your principal cast member. And I think, I do think Ariana was trying to push him out, but I think he would have deserved it. So there's a lot of bombs there that are apparently not done, because now the season 11 reunion trailer has been out, and it starts with Andy talking to Lisa Vanderpump saying, "Have you seen the final episodes?" And she's like, "I haven't seen the final part." And apparently they make the entire cast watch it together on the reunion. And that is supposedly what made Lala and Ariana and Katie's friendship split. Like, Lala is on the outs. Katie and Ariana have like this new, well, obviously they're business partners together. They're something about her is opening at the end of this month. Thank God, finally. But this is going to be juicy, and they had to make it so, because how could you get juicier than the last reunion? So some of the snippets, though, it's like, Tom was like crying at Ariana, and he's like, "Ariana, you know me. You know me well enough to know this is not acting." And for a second, her ice queen thing cracked and she starts crying. And she's like, "No, I don't." She's like, "I just want you gone. I just want you to go away." And thank God she bought that new house. She's moving on. There was a bunch of shenanigans going on with Tom Sandoval's new girlfriend, because apparently she unfollowed him, unfollowed Schwartz. And but by now they're following each other again. Like, oh, that's a whole other can of wax. But the fact that the cast members are like breaking down the fourth wall at the end of the episodes. Remember the last time they did that with like The Hills? And then it just moved on into, you know, other things. Or no, it was Laguna Beach, and then it moved on into The Hills. And then they did it again when it was ending, whatever. But, Lala though, like you've been an asshole. Like, you need to stop. I think she's mad because they're not going to be filming during her entire pregnancy this time. And she tried to make that like her big thing, is like the sperm donor thing. Congrats to her. I just don't like the way she moved this season. She tried to use being, quote, softer as her way to just be in with everybody. Because the Lala we've seen before is not like that. And it doesn't mean that people can't change. But she just tried, okay, you weren't really being softer. You just switched sides. There's a difference, boo. And I'll say this again. If she ever came at me again with those fucking nails in my face like she has most of the people on this show, girl, you ain't hood. Stop. You're from Utah. Just quit it. I don't know. Like, I get, I'm like yelling. I was yelling at the TV yesterday. Just like, you need to not. Just, you need to not. You act like you're going to walk around busting people up and you're going to get all tough. I bet you've never, hopefully you haven't, because I'm not promoting violence right now. But you act like you're going to just fisticuffs everybody. And girl, I bet you would, nah, let me just not. My hoochie hoops are coming off again. You hear that? So it seems just like this reunion is going to be the thing that basically ends it all. There's a three part, right? But I don't see Vanderpump Rules coming back. So Joe, nice try, Boo Face. You better go hang out with Rachel some more. Get a co-hosting position on her podcast. Because now it says Lala Kent's in early talks to join the Valley after the, like, it, you know, it was pretty cryptic, you know, because they had at the very end of the episode that montage of 10 years of the show. And it's like in the very end, they're like, oh, it's, and that's the end. Like, it, that did almost make me cry, because I feel like I've like grown up watching this show, even though it's 10 years and I'm a lot older than that. But they said Lala's in early talks to join the Valley. She's very connected with that cast. Those girls are her very good friends in the mom crew. Like, she's still friends with Brittany. You've seen her make cameos on it. And you know if there's going to be cameos, because everybody's just cameoing it up, you know, like Summer House and, you know, Greg Conover's dating page and all that stuff. But she also lives in the Valley now. They said if she joins Bravo's new unscripted series that she's also expected to film both of them. Oh, okay. So she's going to be like a friend on one of them. She's double dipping. They said that's her home, Vanderpump Rules. It's not one or the other. I don't know if I believe that. Because if she's on another, with the jealousy going down, Sheena better be on that show too and be a principal cast member, or that Lala's next for that one. Like, good God. I mean, I can't wait. I can't wait for the reunion. Like, I know I was salivating at the mouth when Scandoball was going down. Because the Valley has gotten pretty good, but it's not Vanderpump Rules. Dang. It'll probably get good next season when the whole Brittany and Jax fallout happens. But the reunion's the week of next week. It's May 14th for season or part one. Whoo, girl. We gonna get into it too. So I'm very excited for that. But I hope you guys have a great night and I will be at you tomorrow. But I also hope you're coming out to Dynamic Hammock this weekend. On Saturday, I'm doing a very last minute Mother's Day gifting thing, but it's going to be cool. They're going to have a show. They like show off the aerial expertise. It's going to be good. I'll be out there from 4 to 7:30 after the show. So come get some last minute goodies. I've got some really beautiful trinket trays, some new candles that I haven't shown you guys yet. I'm going to have some gift baskets. So if like you were a slacker and you didn't forget about mom, but you just waited to the last possible second you could, I got you, boo. I've got all the new goodies coming out, so it's going to be fun. So let me go decompress and not take this out on my husband because he says I project every time I watch these episodes. And I kind of do. But I love you guys longest, and I will chat with you tomorrow. It's Really Riley.